Many of you might know today is International Independent Video Store Day. Those shops are mostly gone, but there's a bit of hope in Oregon. Aaron Scott of Oregon Public Broadcasting reports on an effort in Portland to preserve one of the country's biggest collections.
All right, it's $4.
Remember this?
Yeah, that's due Friday at 10 p.m.
Portland's movie madness will take you back in time. The walls, they're lined with movie memorabilia. And then there's the organization. Owner Mike Clark sorts the maze of aisles as only a true film buff would.
Because it goes by the director first. And if we don't have an area for that director, then it goes by the actor. And if the actor doesn't have an area, then it goes under a genre.
It's the kind of layout that leads to constant discoveries, according to 20-year-old Thomas Grover. He drives over every 5 days from Vancouver, Washington, to swap out his rentals.
Just for like a recent example, I've seen Good Will Hunting a lot as a kid.
And thanks to how Movie Madness is organized, he found a whole shelf by the same director, Gus Van Sant.
Everything else I've watched by him is so much better even. So yeah, it's been great with like finding new stuff.
With more than 80,000 titles, Movie Madness draws people from all over the Portland area.
When I first opened up on April 12, 1991, at that time there was 50 video stores within a 5-mile radius.
Now, Clark knows of just one. Last year, he decided it was time to retire, but he didn't want his life's work to go up in eBay smoke. So he approached the Hollywood Theater about buying the store. It's a nonprofit that restored an old movie theater and turned it into a thriving film center. For program director Dan Halstead, they had to say yes.
It's more than just a video store. It's a film archive. It's the history of cinema in there. And I think there's a misconception right now that movies are all available online. And that isn't the truth at all.
Last year, the investment bank Barclays added up the streaming content on Netflix, Amazon, and Hulu. The number they came up with isn't even half of what Movie Madness has. The tracking site AllFlix says Netflix has little more than 250 movies from the entire 20th century. Mike Clark offered to sell Movie Madness to the Hollywood Theater for $250,000. They decided their best bet was to do a Kickstarter, and looking for advice, they called a neighbor to the north that had gone nonprofit, Scarecrow Video in Seattle.
Once we did the Kickstarter, I started getting calls every month from video stores all over the country.
That's Scarecrow board president Kate Barr. When the owners there wanted out in 2014, Barr and other employees created a nonprofit and raised $100,000 to take over the store and save the collection.
This is really something of a deep cultural significance that needs to be preserved.
Similar nonprofit transformations have happened in Los Angeles, New Haven, and most recently, Baltimore. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Scott in Portland.